So Frank, for question number one, tell us how you got started in bow hunting.
Well, like I said, I was born in Texas, and I was always drawn to the outdoors, and I was always outside doing something. And when I was really young, I started fishing mostly. My dad and I were fishing, and that parlayed into bass fishing down south. And from fishing, I was just always. My dad didn't hunt, so I didn't grow up around hunting, but I was just always drawn to hunting. I don't know, it's something just inside me. I was always interested in it, so I read everything I could, and there wasn't no internet back then, but this was all in magazines, and I was just naturally drawn to archery and to bow hunting, and through fishing, I actually was able to find a guy that fished and bow hunted, and he was kind of like a mentor to me. Exactly was what he was, and he kind of took me under his arm when I was in high school. Just started high school and taught me about bows and arrows and how to fletch arrows and tune bows, and started taking me hunting in Texas for whitetail deer and turkeys and hogs and such that we have in Texas. So yeah, it was just something that was just inside of me that I was attracted to bow hunting, and I just wanted to do it.
And were there any of those early pioneers in bow hunting that inspired you? Fred Bear,
Oh
any
yeah,
of those?
Fred Bear, Chuck Adams, of course, has always been a hero of mine, and lots of people you could name, all the pioneers that started and people that I read about back then, just and read everything and tried to learn as much as I could back when I was a kid.